We're at the WPS Farm Show talking to Rachel Kripling with Lakeshore Technical College, a relatively new farm program there, right?
Yeah, we just started our agribusiness program 3 years ago. So we are currently trying to increase our student numbers. And one of the things that we're doing is we have a new school of agriculture that's going to be part of the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center. So we have two classrooms and a lab that are connected to that. And our students are able to do full hands-on training and learn all the different things between agronomy, dairy, livestock, and precision agriculture.
I understand the program is moving toward more of a full-time program now.
Yeah, so we just had our first graduates last year, so it was a little bit of a slow start trying to get students going, but we're slowly picking up more and more students, and especially with it being closer to the start of school, we're hoping to gain more student interest as well as getting a bigger community presence about our agriculture programs.
Now, there's demand out there, but are you having any trouble getting students?
We're not having as much trouble getting students. The biggest thing is we're always having companies come to us looking for our graduates or internships. So right now we actually have, out of all of our graduates, we have 100% placement rate in our agribusiness program and a 98% in our dairy herd management program. So they're graduating with a job in hand, ready to go. And we have new companies coming to talk to us every day about trying to find another person to fill their positions.
So the demand is out there. And if, say, high school students are thinking about what to do in the future, maybe they better look.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity. High school students are able to take classes already when they're juniors and seniors and get a head start on college and not have to pay for the classes. Their high schools pay for the classes, as well as we work with our local high schools and offer transcripted credit opportunities to allow those high school teachers to teach our classes in their classroom and give students credits prior to college.
So give me a rough idea. How many students have gone through so far and what's coming up?
So we had 4 students graduate last year, and we have another 8 graduating this year, and we have another 10 that'll be graduating next year. So right now we're currently looking at, we have about 6 or 8 students on our radar for this upcoming year, but with being at the WPS Farm Show, as well as we'll be going to the State FFA Convention and things like that, we'll hopefully be getting more and more students to join our program.
And you definitely have the facilities to handle more students.
Yeah, so with the new School of Agriculture, we have 2 classrooms and a lab that are dedicated just for our agriculture programs. So we actually teach our program not only in Cleveland, Wisconsin, and the School of Agriculture, but we're also going to be teaching our classes at West Bend, Fond du Lac, and Beaver Dam, and doing a distance learning. So our students can watch us either through the TV screen, or we can do an online portion as well. So we actually get to reach more students in a, you know, general rural area.
And one of the advantages of that is it cuts down the travel time if you're going to school.
Yeah, so students that are from other areas that don't necessarily have an agriculture program can actually take classes through us and not have to travel to get all the experiences they need in order to find that job, especially since our, you know, career and our industry is looking for all those individuals.
If anyone wants to find out more about the programs at Lakeshore Tech, what do they do?
You can either go to our website at go2ltc.edu, it's all spelled out, or you can definitely, you know, check in with us at any of the upcoming farm shows, so WPS, we're supposed to be at Farm Tech, or State FFA Convention.
You had a situation that proved just how much in demand these students are right here at the show once.
Yeah, so last year we were talking with some other people. We farm on the side, so one of our industry reps was here talking to us about farming. And one of my students walked up to this person and said, "Hi, my name is," and I'm a student at Lakeshore Technical College graduating in May. That person was so impressed with our student that they took him back to their own booth and did an interview on the spot and offered our student the job. All of our students last year graduated with 3 or 4 different job opportunities, and they more or less got them by attending shows like this. So it's a really great opportunity to get into agriculture right now. There's over 300 careers for young people, and there's a high demand coming.